Jesus, save me, what part do I play? Most Christian denominations suggest, or even require, us to pray for Jesus to save us. The belief is that, from that moment forward, you will be saved and forever forgiven. Does that mean that no matter what choices you make in the future, you have just avoided eternal hell and damnation and have been guaranteed a ticket to heaven? And you did that just by saying the prayer you were instructed to say? In other words, eternal salvation and avoidance of eternal damnation depend on one prayer? Is it really that black and white? Many people will tell you it is, but I could never believe that salvation is that simple. It didn't make sense, even if so many people believed it. But it does show how we all like shortcuts. People would rather take a diet pill than do the hard work of exercising. But yes, I can be saved by the truth, by shining a light on ignorance and lies, the lies of our selfish instinctual drives, which keep us blind to the truth and make us ignore our heart, which is God's guidance. That is what Jesus showed us how to do. He was a teacher who showed us by example what we can aspire to become. He showed us that it is possible to overcome our instinctual drives. Learning truth and wisdom from His example and teachings saves us. But after hearing and learning these truths, it is up to us to apply them to our free will choices in order for us to be saved. That is how Jesus saves. We choose our salvation moment to moment. It is not a one-and-done deal. A correct explanation of the Jesus Save Me prayer is that it is a verbal commitment to move forward with our own striving for the ideals taught by Jesus. The prayer is a promise to give unconditionally to others from the heart, as Jesus did. It is a vow to listen to the heart above the human flesh and selfish desires of instinctual drives that cause us to harm others or ourselves. It means starting to make choices to give to others, to be of service to others, to deny and sacrifice our own needs and put the needs of others first. We make that commitment despite our instinctual drives, which tell us to be selfish, to only please ourselves, and to justify harming others in the process. Making that commitment does not mean that now we have said the Save Me prayer, we no longer experience hell and pain when we make selfish choices that harm ourselves or others. There will still be a price to pay if we harm others. It is false to believe that, with one prayer, we can bypass all personal responsibility for our own salvation. Once we are exposed to the truth, we are no longer ignorant. We have a personal responsibility to act accordingly. That requires effort and sacrifice on our part. There are no shortcuts to salvation. It is an ongoing effort. We are saved when our choices reflect what Jesus taught about love and service. Being saved is ultimately up to our own free will choices, which lead us to make unselfish decisions. Being kind, loving, patient, tolerant, and forgiving are all choices, just as being cruel, mean, intolerant, impatient, violent, and harmful are also free will choices. Some choices result in hell on earth, while others result in heaven on earth. It takes persistent effort to deny our powerful instincts in order to not be selfish. Being saved does not remove our instinctual challenges. We have to continually choose to oppose our instinctual drives when they direct us to harm or neglect others. It's about us choosing with our own free will to give unconditionally and to forgive, regardless of whether or not that is deserved. Jesus showed us in the past how to save ourselves, and by following His example, we can save ourselves in the present. It is up to us to follow His example in choosing unconditional giving and forgiving in order to save ourselves. That is how Jesus' example in the past saves us in the present. people like to defend rigid interpretations of a simple message. Many people just go along with what they are told. They mimic believing what others believe without understanding the meaning of it. Who wants to stand up and disagree with a whole group? And what happens when someone does that? It is easier to conform just by pretending to believe a certain way. Jesus' example was to always give kindness and love to everyone in all circumstances. He gave them the shirt off his back or the shoes off his feet, whether or not they deserved it. He was the ultimate example of an expert giver. He showed us what is possible, but we have to do the footwork and make the choices to save ourselves from being in hell here in this life, and also to experience more of heaven here. So, the instruction to be saved with a single prayer that tears up your ticket to hell and gives you a ticket to eternal paradise is false, because it assumes that you can go on sinning and harming others all you want, with no consequence of hell. Whether you say that prayer or not, you will still experience hell on earth in this life if you continue to harm and neglect others. The argument is that the prayer saves you from hell in an afterlife, but it's the hell in this life that we need to escape.